Our story begins at St. John Hospital, where Seth Gooding and Dr. Brian Morgan have just entered Owen Gooding's room.
Are you sure we're in the right room?
What do you mean?
I mean that there's been some kind of mistake. That man isn't Owen Gooding.
But if this isn't Owen Gooding, then who is it?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Are you telling me my brother isn't even here? You just misidentified a patient?
Well, we found a work badge and a social security card with his name on it from the remains of a wallet that was brought in with him.
Oh my gosh. This man was on the subway with my brother when the bomb went off, and somehow my brother's wallet was brought in with him? And everyone just assumed that it belonged to that man lying right over there. Is anyone even out looking for my brother?
I don't know. I'm not sure he was on the missing persons list because we had a positive ID here.
Well, it's obvious it wasn't as positive as you thought, now was it? I flew here from Australia to take care of Owen. And now what? You're telling me that my brother is missing or possibly dead? You realize he's the only family I have left.
Mr. Gooding, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to say.
Maybe you should find out who the hell this man is who's been lying to you for 2 months. That'd be a good place to start, don't you think?
We will. I'm going to go call Officer Trey Gallagher right now. He's with the NYPD. He's been here numerous times following up on the subway bombing. I hope he'll be able to give you some news about your brother.
You know what? I can't take this anymore. I have to get out of here.
Would you like to come with me when I go talk to the police?
Why not? Whoever that is lying in that room is not my brother, and I will do everything and anything I can to find him.
Okay, follow me.
What do we have here? Dear Lord, it's you!
At Alexandra's apartment, Adriana is talking with Andrew.
So, you're happy with the settlement you got from Larissa?
She set me up for a good long time.
Well, that's nice. Alex told me she wasn't sure you'd get anything with Larissa's lawyers working overtime on this.
Oh, we were able to strike a deal that works for the both of us.
A deal? I guess your relationship with Larissa is better than I thought. I didn't think she'd be willing to compromise on anything.
Well, I know how to get her to see my way of thinking.
What about Addison? Did you work out a visitation plan?
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly? It wasn't settled yesterday?
Oh, it's settled all right. Look, it's been nice chatting with you, but I gotta go. Let Alex know I was here. Welcome home, Adriana. Ciao!
Thanks.
In her apartment in the village, Ellie is talking with Charlie when Hannah and Todd walk in.
We're home.
Hey, if it isn't my favorite cupcake.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
No, Todd, I wasn't talking about you. I meant that pretty little thing by your side. But how's it hanging anyway?
Charlie stopped by to see me. How was your trip? How's your mom, Todd?
She's doing much better, Ellie.
That's good to hear.
Cupcake, I don't know what it is, but you look exceptionally beautiful today. Maybe it's because I haven't seen you for so long and was really starting to miss you. Can I assume you'll be back at work tomorrow?
Yep, bright and early. Well, not that early.
So, What's up with you, Malone? Excited to get back to work at my father's company?
Look, Charlie, don't you have someplace else to be?
Come on, guys. Let's not do this. We just had a long trip, and I am not in the mood.
Was I doing something? Didn't realize it. Anyway, sweetness, I'll see you at the office tomorrow. And Ellie, you too. Thanks for letting me know what you were thinking.
Sure.
And, later, Malone.
Yeah, a lot later if I'm lucky.
I take it you're not too fond of Charlie?
Yeah, that would be putting it mildly. Let's just say he better stay out of my business, or he won't be a happy man.
At St. John Hospital, Matt is alone in his room when the phone rings.
Hello?
Matt, it's me. I'm right outside and I really want to see you. Please let me come in.
Blake, I can't see you right now. I'm sorry, but I can't.
What we had is special, Matt. A few burns shouldn't be able to come between us.
If it were just a few burns, then you might be right, but it's my entire face, Blake. I know you can't understand, but I need some time right now, just on my own. Please, respect my wishes.
I will, but I wish you would change your mind.
I need some time. That's all I can say.
Well, I just wanted to let you know that I'm leaving the country tonight.
Leaving the country? Where did that come from?
Well, my Aunt Simone is very ill. I'm flying to France to help take care of her.
Oh, Blake. Sorry to hear that.
Raven and Marty are coming with me.
They are? Why?
Well, because it'll be safer there with Mandy on the loose. How are you doing after a little visit?
I'm all right. She was the last person I expected to show up here, but she is probably long gone by now.
At Connie's apartment, Chuck has just arrived.
Chuck, this is an unexpected visit.
Sorry to drop in on you like this, Connie. I thought I'd take a chance you were here.
Has something happened?
Is Clint at home?
No, he's out with a friend. He'll be back later.
Well, I'm kind of glad he's not here. He's actually the reason I stopped by.
Did anything happen with Dara that I should know about?
The two of them broke up.
I sort of got that feeling when she was here the other night. I could tell there were problems.
Did Clint fill you in on any of the details?
Not really. I know how high school romances can be, so I didn't want to press them to tell me.
Well, there was a third party involved. Have you met Heidi Bradford?
Heidi? No, we haven't met yet. That's Clint's friend from the diner.
And you're okay with the two of them being together?
What do you mean? Are you saying that Clint broke up with Dara to be with Heidi?
I actually think it was Dara who broke up with Clint. I don't want to be in your business, Connie, but Dara found out that Clint was sleeping with Heidi.
What? Chuck, I wasn't 100% sure, but I thought that Clint was still a virgin.
I thought you might want to know since Heidi is so much older.
So much older? She's 18, right?
18? More like 22.
22? Oh my God. Clint told me she was just out of high school. My son is sleeping with a 22-year-old woman?
I thought you'd want to know.
My firm helped collect money for her brother's funeral. But I didn't realize she was in her 20s. I can't believe this.
You can do what you want with this information.
Thanks, Chuck. And believe me, I will do something about it.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.